Let's start again, Tovshin Mem Aleph, which is the lower right, and I must apologize that I have a copy machine with an attitude, and as a consequence, the bottom two lines of your page are cut off. I do apologize. Okay? So, we're going to begin to read from the beginning, Tovshin Mem Aleph. Ma'oyder, the Rebbe points out, Shashono, Shnas Hakel, let's hear Hakel. Number two, Paine the Rebbe turns Bikriya with a call, Liyaldi and Yaldi Yisrael to young boys and girls, thank you very much. Shalafnei Gil Bar and Bas Mitzvah, before the age of Bar and Bas Mitzvah, Lias Agid B'tzivas Hashem, they should organize in Tzivas Hashem under the banner of We Want Mashiach Now. The next one says, Ma'oirin. You want the list? Ma'oyre Rebbe makes a point. Girls, this is a wonderful piece of Lubavitch history. And I guess part of the reason it's so wonderful because it's part of my childhood, my young years. It was an idea that just took off. And I won't give you a long discussion on Simcha Beis Hashem because I do want to talk about the Sefer Torah campaign, which is today's class. But let me just tell this to you in brief. When I was growing up, Chalamoid Pesach and Chalamoid Sukkot were absolutely lifeless. There was nothing happening in Crown Heights, Chalamoid Pesach, Chalamoid Sukkot. There was a rally, Chalamoid Sukkot was a rally, Chalamoid Pesach. If I may be honest and admit, I cannot say that I attended every rally, Chalamoid Pesach, Chalamoid Sukkot. Those days were defined by either trips or a dream, a fantasy, a wish, a hope of going on a trip, which we either did or didn't go on. The only thing that was going on Sukkot, that was a little bit more involved, was lulav. The Rebbe every morning gave out his lulav, but a boy and a girl, a boy, especially a girl, but even a boy before Bar and Bas Mitzvah, was not allowed near the Rebbe's lulav until the Shana Rabba anyway. So nothing was going on. What I did not know was that had I been 10 years older, I would have witnessed very dynamic Sukkot, because the Rebbe used to fabring. In the olden days, the second day Sukkot was always a Fabrengen in the Sukkah. If there was a Shabbos Chalamayit Sukkot, there was always a Fabrengen on Shabbos. And I believe if the first day Sukkot was Shabbos, it was also a Fabrengen. So there were two Fabrengens, afternoon Fabrengens, second day Sukkot and Shabbos of Sukkot. In addition, going back before the Rebbe Tzimchana passed away, there was a Simchas Beis Hashem, there was a Fabrengen during one of the nights of Chalamayit, which was for Talmidei HaYeshiva. So there were usually a lot of activities going on in Chalamoid Sukkot and Crown Heights. Now, of course, the story was that somebody broke his leg in the Rebbe's Sukkah. I mean, broke his leg, had his leg pulverized. I mean, that this man did not lose his leg. His name was Rabbi Marlow. He had operation after operation after operation. The fact that he had feet was a ness. A table fell on him. He didn't want to disturb the Rebbe, so he lay there till the Sikha was finished, with all this weight on top of him, and he had nisim gluyim. I mean, the Rebbe, his wife came to the Rebbe and said that they're telling him he needs another operation. So the Rebbe said to his Rebbe, tell your husband he should learn Al Rebbe Shulchan Aruch one more time. Now, learning Al Rebbe Shulchan Aruch is not like saying Tillim, you understand? It's quite more involved. And he didn't need the operation. He learned it Al Rebbe. I'd rather do Al Rebbe Shulchan Aruch by heart, word for word. And the Rebbe stopped for banging in the Sukkah. He says, it's Mayach Rayas, it's not safe. And they promised, the Elder Chassidim went into the Rebbe, they promised the Rebbe all kinds of promises. This is why Sukkot was so, without anything, the Rebbe didn't fabreng. Tovshin Mem Aleph was Hakel. Now I was 15, which means that I was a young, hot-blooded, Lubavitcher Bocher, you know, chomping at the bit for something special to happen. The Rebbe turned around after the first night Maidiv and started talking. And he spoke about Simchat Beis HaShoeva and dancing, and he said, the times of the Beis HaMikdash, they only danced Chalamoyet, because they had to have all kinds of inyanim that you're not allowed to do on Yom, the fires and musical instruments. The Rebbe says, now we don't have those limitations. So kalkalasein azu takanaseinu, which means the fact that we're in Golos takes away certain structure and form, which allows us to do it even better. And the Rebbe said, we should dance. So we danced. The following night after Maidiv, the Rebbe turned around and said another sikh. And this became a tradition that lasted from Mem Aleph till Nun Beis. I believe that's 12 years. Every single night of Sukkot was a Fabrengen. Now, the reaction to the Sichas was so exciting. First of all, immediately after the Rebbe finished, we chazed the Sichas. And then people started dancing. We danced in 770, we danced out into the street. At a certain point, there was enough people, basically, to shut down Crown Heights' traffic altogether. Someone reminded this to me. A woman told me she was living in Crown Heights at the time. They were dancing down President from Albany to Brooklyn, down Brooklyn to Montgomery, and up Montgomery from Brooklyn to Albany. So how many streets did we manage to block? You understand? We blocked Brooklyn Avenue, Kingston Avenue, and Albany Avenue. The police were very happy to give us Montgomery and Kingston because essentially Crown Heights was shut down. And there were enough people to make a ring that big. Give you an idea. And the Rebbe spoke about Simcha. The reaction of the people was so spontaneous and so genuine. Simcha Beit Reva was a mitzvah that just took off. It was a wonderful chap. Today, every community in the world makes Simcha Beit Reva. Nobody does it like Lubavitch. But still, it was the Rebbe's idea that people should dance dafka in the street and dafka a whole night and so forth. By the time Chol HaMoed came, they had already arranged. The police didn't like the idea that we were blocking three avenues, so they said we have to be in one place. We started davening at Kingston, and for the next 12 years, every night of Sukkot, the Rebbe spoke a Sicha. In the earlier years, he spoke more about the Miftza Simcha, and he always spoke about the Rosh Pizin and the Hasidic Rosh Pizin and Pashat HaShavua, and then later on he started talking also on the Rambam. It was a whole world. It was an incredibly exciting thing. And like I said to you, I was young, so for me, this is one of the earliest Bacharim memories that I have as a Bachar, was the Shturm of the Sichas, the Simcha Beit Reva. And in the good years, you would dance a whole night. After dancing, you went to 770 and you sat in the Rebbe's Sukkah till the Rebbe's Lulav arrived, which during Yom Tov was around 7:15, during Chol HaMoed was around 9:15. If you were lucky, you took a Shtikl Dremel. You went to the mikveh, you shook the Rebbe's Lulav, then you went downstairs and davened with the Rebbe, and then you went on Mitzrayim. When did you sleep? That's a very, very good question. Let's just say, by the time Sukkot was over, we were all hyper. But it was exciting. It was exciting because they never wanted something to be done. We did it, and we pushed it, enjoyed it. Next, Me'oyred al dvar hatfasas mafteich en yonim l'sifrei dach kvei gvishat marazokan. The Rebbe encouraged by printing an index of my modem of the Alter Rebbe. We mentioned in an earlier conversation that the Rebbe started printing a modem of the Alter Rebbe, and they came out very, very fast. And one day the Rebbe came back, I guess, from the oil and said, you have to make a mafteich, an index of the Alter Rebbe. How much time did the Rebbe give them? A few weeks. To make a mafteich and all the svarim of the Alter Rebbe in a few weeks is physically impossible. It cannot be done. Now, the most important svarim, the mafteich, was already made. The Rebbe made a mafteich on Tanya, the Rebbe made a mafteich on Kutat Torah, the Rebbe made a mafteich on Torah Eir. But all these new svarim, there must have been a dozen new books that had come out at that point, the Rebbe gave them a few weeks to make a mafteich. And what happened was, any person in Crown Heights who was at all involved and had a particular idea of chassidus, all the mashpiim in the neighborhood, all the people who were involved in printing chassidus, essentially worked 3 weeks. The people did not go home mishabbos haShabbos. They worked day and night. The mafteich came out 2 days before Yitzchak Kislev. It was given early. And let's just be blunt and say it was full of mistakes. But nevertheless, they produced a mafteich and all the Rebbe Alter Rebbe in a very, very, very short time. And the Rebbe was delighted to meet the Rebbe's expectations. The Rebbe always said, it's impossible to meet my expectations. They surpassed them. The Sefer came out a couple of days early. The Rebbe said to sell this, it was a hard-covered book. The first print of mafteich and Yoram and Alter Rebbe came out, was costed $1. Okay, later on it was fixed over and it no longer costed $1. The nice piece of the story that I want to add was, in the back of the book, the Rebbe made a page for all the people who were involved. And I think it says on that page, a thank you to their wives, because these people didn't come home for weeks. One of the names in that mafteach is Menachem Mendel ben Chana. In the beginning, they sent in the Rebbe a page, and they wrote that this sefer is being printed to the schus of all those who participated in the printing of the sefer. And they wrote on top, in big letters, Kvei Kedushas Admor Shlita. And then underneath it, a whole bunch of names, and the Rebbe said he wanted his name to be like everybody else's. So if you can get a hold of that version of the Mafteach, I think I have an original Sefer. So you have the names of all the people who worked on it, and Tzvi Shendinemen is Menachem Mendel ben Chana, that's the Rebbe. He wanted to be Shavu B'Shavu with everybody else that works on that Mafteach. I'm reading on. Miyased Yeshiva Gdele B'Casablanca Morocco, they were printed a Sada Yeshiva in Morocco, which lasted, I think, for 4 years. Miyased Kei Lavrecha Manchu Akel Mirakhez. Now, Mesadev Seder Birchas Acham of Bnei Chabad. Tovshin. Now you girls remember Tovshin Samach Tes. It's only 3 years ago, right? We did Birchas Acham, right?
Yeah.
How old are you going to be when you do the next one? The Shaila is if you'll be almost grandmothers or grandmothers already. 28 years is a long time. I was 14 when we did Birchas Acham. I was 15 when we became the first time. And one of the things that I'll never forgive my principal for was they didn't let us come to New York. I was in California. And we wouldn't let us come in. We wanted to be, I mean, the Rebbe did Birchas Acham. Now, Birchas Acham, as you know, occurs on a Wednesday every 28 years. And without going into all the intricacies, which I'm not myself that informed of, it's the first Wednesday in Tkufas Aviv. It's the first Wednesday of the spring season. A season has 91 days and 7.5 hours. A season, every Tkufas, 91 days, 7.5 hours. You'll do 91. And 7.5 times 4, you'll get to 365 and a quarter. Okay, that's the way it works. 91 times 4 is 164. 7.5 times 4 is 30 hours. Understand? Every tkufa is exactly the same length. And there's a cheshbon of tkufas. And when every 28th year, the first Wednesday morning in Nisan, which is when the Eibishter put the sun in the sky the first time, we thank the Eibishter because he put it on a Wednesday. We thank the Eibishter for giving us the sun, just like every month we thank the Eibishter for giving us the moon. In other words, we're not blessing the sun as it's erroneously referred to. We're blessing God for the sun. That's the Derbik Sacham. So it's a very, very obscure thing. Who knows? I mean, in a person's lifetime, if they do it three times, they were fortunate and lived long. You know. So what happened was, people asked the Rebbe, "How do you do Birkas Sacham?" And the Rebbe said, "Ask it off." So Lubavitcher Rabbanim for weeks before we're trying to figure out. And of course, you have to remember, Rav Zalman Shimon was our Rav Zalman Shimon then had already in his lifetime done Birkas Hachama twice because he was in his 70s Mestama and he remembered Big Rabbanim I did Birkas Hachama. Birkas Hachama is really one line. It's a bracha. Shekeichel v'rasei maleilim. That's all. Like you say by a lightning. Shekeichel v'rasei maleilim. But what else do you do in addition? And for weeks before there were discussions if you should do other things and so forth and so on. Rabbanim couldn't decide. Anyway, I think the Shabbos before, right before that Wednesday, maybe two Shabbos before, all of a sudden, after the Rebbe had been sending us the Rabbanim for weeks and weeks and weeks, the Rebbe suddenly created a whole Nusach. And Birkas Hachama became like Kiddush Levana. Now, you girls don't say Kiddush Levana, so you don't understand what I'm saying, but Kiddush Levana has first a Kapitel Tillim, and then you have a Bracha, and then you have Memori Chazal, and then it finishes with Aleinu L'Shabeach. It's designed like a whole Tefillah. Tefillahs have a certain structure. And the tefillahs have the prefix, like a ashrei before mincha shmin esre, and then you have the primary things, and then you have a suffix. So the Rebbe constructed a whole nusach of Birchas Hachama, which is a very, very big chiddush. And the Rebbe added one more very, very critical thing, which is a chiddush that has never been done before. And that is, when you do Birchas Hachama, you should also make a shechianu. And the Rebbe said, but making shechianu is lishka boshet ha-maise. So he said that everybody should eat either a pri chadash, a new fruit, or should get a beged chadash. Now, I don't know how it is for girls, but we don't make a shechianu on a beged chadash. We don't make shechianu on new clothes, unless they're very fancy. But we will use it as a sad. For example, if you have a birthday, and the Rebbe wants you to say shechianu on your birthday, if you buy a beged chadash, then you can say a shechianu on the combination. So the Rebbe said that we should make a shechianu and everyone should have a pri chadash. Anyway, the Rebbe came to Birchas Hachama, made a shachayanu and didn't eat the pri chodesh. So right away became a whole shturim that the Rebbe is making a shachayanu only on the Birchas Hachama. So the Rebbe explained a few weeks later that he put on a new sutuk, he put on a new kapata, and the shachayanu went on the kapata as well as the Birchas Hachama. And that's our nusach, the nusach of Birchas Hachama that the Rebbe made. Next entry. Yoyitzei bekriya, that comes out with a call, shekol yelad and yalda b'yisrael, every Jewish boy and girl, shlefnei gil barabas mitzvah, before the age of barabas mitzvah, Yisachtu should be joined together aydei yishtatfusam by participating b'ksiva sefer teira in the writing of a sefer teira miyuchadis, which is specific avuram for them b'Yerushalayim erakedish, written in Yerushalayim. Ma'oyed Rebbe also mentions advar ishtadlus miyuchadis b'zeh, a very special effort b'negei liyaldim yaladis anantzai b'echeri maschabazo, boys and girls in Russia. And the Rebbe wanted that American boys and girls should give an extra dollar to buy a letter of sefer Torah for a boy or a girl in Russia. To join children in Russia into Tzivos Hashem, but even if it's an inappropriate way. If I can interrupt what I'm doing. Yes, your own money, yes. Yeah. Can I turn you to page 5 for a second? I just want to show you something. You see where I'm reading Nun Dalet, where I made the arrows. Ma'atachfriya demon damiyin from Island Bakedish, the Rebbe says, I just mentioned the idea of growing in Kedish. Is. I remember this like yesterday. I remember where I was standing. In Tovshin Mem Aleph, I was 15 years old. Is la'achri hefzik v'zogin l'chaim. First we'll say l'chaim. U'besimcho betrua, and the Rebbe laughed. U'bekel god, with a big shturim. V'et nimam shech zayin, I'm going to continue vegan, and the Rebbe laughed again. I'm going to say something new. Nishken gezerech hadash shechas hashol. Don't be afraid. I'm not going to decree something upon you which you cannot keep. Ani gezer aleichem abafanatzo nabakosh. A proposal and a request. Ukfishi is by Lakama. And then when the Rebbe continued talking in the next sikha, you could see how it starts. The Rebbe starts talking about Tzivos Hashem, which we talked about the last time we met. The Rebbe's whole Roshe Verube was involved in the idea of Tzivos Hashem. And like I explained to you girls when we met last time, the essence of Tzivos Hashem is the Rebbe wanted to teach modern children the message of Kabbalah. Say, you have a commander in chief, he gives you your commands. And in an army, the most important thing is to do what your superiors tell you. So the Rebbe says, in conjunction with Tzivos Hashem, if you can turn to page 7. Yeah, turn to page 7 quickly. Vaz der far, where the arrows are. Vaz der far is men metziya miftah chadash lagamri. I'm introducing a new miftah altogether. Amazal shreib ma sefer Torah. You should write a sefer Torah. Und die Eisis, shebe sefer Torah, zu zon sich mernit vi far Tzivos Hashem. The only people who should be allowed to have oisus and sefetera should be Tzivos Hashem, fayingalach, unmedelach, vazainen kaden bar mitzvah and bas mitzvah, boys and girls who are dafke before the age of bar and bas mitzvah. In other words, no adult should be allowed to be in this sefetera. Next arrow, zol yedrim von zei gebim, every one of them should pay for the letter, unay chaskum, shava lecholechad v'achat, should be the same amount for each one, uvibalda megefinzich, und yatzah, come from America, since we live in, and this proposal is coming from Atzabris, America, the amount that each child should give was a letter. They wanted each child, I'm sorry, it should be a dollar to...
I have a question.
Let us know.
The Rebbe wants everybody...
Children, only children.
Okay.
How
do you get a money?
I'm sorry, a dollar. So the parents can give them a dollar. Of course. Well, the parent has to give it to the child, and it's the child's dollar. On page 8... It says, "Kidei farenzik in tizach noch merer." In order to fuse the thing even more, zol dos geschrieben werden in an eretz vazi es oich miyachedus. It should be in a special land, an ein und einzig land, the single and choicest land, zwischen alle Länder von der ganzen Welt of the whole world. But thus is eretz hakodesh. Did ever wanted that the sefer Torah of Tzivos Hashem should be written and kept in Yerushalayim Ha'atika? The Sfarim that were written, the Sefer Torah and Tzivos Hashem, and the Rebbe, by the way, when they had their first Siyum, the Rebbe sent Rabbi Zalman Shimon, as who was the Kohen Ha'atzmon Rebbe at the time to represent him at the Siyum. Those Sefer Torahs never left Yerushalayim. They were written in Yerushalayim and Tzemach Tzedek Shul. All of the three, I don't know how many Sfarim of Sefer Torah of Tzivos Hashem is today, 4 or 5. The Sfarim have to be kept. The Rebbe wants them dafke Yerushalayim. There's something very spiritual about how the Rebbe approached this. He wanted it to be written in Yerushalayim, finished in Yerushalayim, and kept in Yerushalayim. The Sefer Torah for Klal Yisrael, which you'll see later in this stack, are in 770. But the Sefer Torah for Tzivos Hashem for children never wanted dafke in Yerushalayim. Now, I want to tell you something very cute, interesting. I don't have a letter in the Sefer Torah because I was already by mitzvah. In fact, my brother younger than I am also does not have a letter in the Sefer Torah. But I and my sister and my brother have a letter in Mashiach Sefer Torah. Mashiach Sefer Torah was written, was finished in Tavshan Lamed in 1970. This is Mem Aleph, which is 11 and a half years later. It is theoretical possible for a girl, and certainly for a boy, to have a letter in Mashiach Sefer Torah and in the Tzivos Hashem Sefer Torah. But for the most part, children who were too young to have gotten into Mashiach Sefer Torah were young enough to have made it into the Sefer Torah for children for Tzivos Hashem. It's by the Rebbe, it's a big thing. And it's one of the, you know how the Mitzrayim work. The Rebbe stops talking about it, we forget about them. It's important. Yep. I can guarantee you that there's Labavitcher children today who don't have a letter of Sefer Torah, You have a child, you have a nephew, you have a niece. As soon as you have a name, you write for them a letter to the Shemsevetetus. They're still being written, and they're still being completed. And the Rebbe made a big deal out of children having a letter to Shemsevetetus. At the time, people found in a Muslim that it says in Sfarim that when Mashiach comes, who's going to be Nimlat Kol and Nimsa Kasa B'Sefer? Who's going to survive the Tzaddis of the Golas? All those people who have a letter in a Shemsevetetus. It was a big deal by the Rebbe. And I want you to know that in the Welt, I heard this also from non-Lubavitchers. There was a Yid by the name of Reb Meir Shapiro. Have you heard of Reb Meir Shapiro? Huh? Reb Meir Shapiro was the Lublinid Rosh Hashiv. He made Yeshivas Chachm in Lublin. He made the Daf HaYomi. He was a godly soul. Incredible. He knew the Rebbe. He was at the Rebbe's wedding. He sat next to the Rebbe by the Rebbe's Chasana. If Friedrich ever put them together, they should talk and learn him. The Rebbe once told him about the Meir Shapiro. And is given Gor Gor Achsiv Shirit. The Rebbe knew him. The Rebbe told somebody about the Meir Shapiro. And when Gor Gor Achsiv Shirit, the Meir Shapiro had three concepts, three ideas. One was Daf HaYomi. The second was Yeshivat Chachmei Lublin, and the third was the Sefer Torah for Achdus Yisrael. He had that idea before the Holocaust, and it didn't work out. I don't think you could say the Rebbe took the idea from him. But the fact of the matter was, he tried and didn't succeed. The Rebbe says every Yid needs a letter of Sefer Torah. It's a Shmirah Poshet. Every Yid, the freiest people, you go on Mephtzayim, you go on Merkash, you see Jews, you give them a letter and Sefer Torah. This is not the Sefer Torah HaKloli for Klal Yisrael, of which there probably are a dozen by now, but specifically for Tzivas Hashem. And when it came to Tzivas Hashem, the Rebbe had special rules. It was written in Yerushalayim, it's kept in Yerushalayim, and so forth. Look on page 9. V'kan ha-mokoyim, I'm reading the arrowed pieces. V'kan ha-mokoyim oich lohoisim. After people, this is moving, I'm mentioning something which is obvious. As his daughter, Zoyne Ingalach Amedila, was a well and well, and by the mitzvah, you'd base Nissen. By the Rebbe Fabreng, you'd Aleph Nissen after. The Fabreng is always the night after you'd Aleph Nissen. What if someone's birthday tomorrow? So it's Rebbe Pasha. Zoyne say, I ain't chapping you'd Aleph Nissen, they should chapper I now you'd Aleph Nissen. Say, Zayne, noch far bar mitzvah, far bar mitzvah. Say, Zayne, if you're talking about Lashna Medina, eligible. Zayne, say, noch roi, oif koifen an os. In the Sefer Torah. Now I want you to understand the technical aspect of this, okay? I don't know what day of the week Yud Aleph Nissen was. Let's say Yud Aleph Nissen was Tuesday, right? So when did Yud Aleph Nissen start? If Monday night to Tuesday. The Fabrengen was Tuesday night. Now Tuesday night's already Yud Beis Nissen. The Rebbe says, I suppose the way to put it, as long as this Fabrengen is going on, you can chaparain if your birthday is Yud Beis Nissen. You're still a child, you can get a letter in a Sefer Torah. It was a big campaign of the Rebbe's. There's many, many more details which we'll get back to later. Please go back to page 1 and let's keep reading. Okay? The Rebbe also, you'll see in the stack, the Rebbe wanted that children in the West should buy letters in a Sefer Torah for children in Russia. Now, I'm reading on page 1 on the left here. The Kiva Chifanigma, since they completed, but also seal, they made the first seal, Ayat Kesel Ma'arov, the Tevetei Rishayna. Yud Aleph Nissen, the Rebbe spoke about it. Before the end of the year, within 6 months, the Tevetei was completely written and finished. Vahaskel Tekev, B'ksivas, Oy Tevetei, they should immediately begin to write a second Tevetei. Marish, the Rebbe spoke very vociferously, very passionately. I remember the Siche. The Rebbe didn't scream, but nevertheless, he made his point very clear. Neged Elu, against those, Sharaitzim Rahafikh one of the sons, they want to interrupt, call Azib, any assistance, like Yehudim, Aboy, Medina, Shemachet, Mashach, Barzal, Jews coming from behind the Iron Curtain, that means mostly Russia, Be'im Enum Elu, Ezekiel, they're going to Israel. In the late 70s, there was a president named Jimmy Carter. Jimmy Carter was the worst person in the world to be president, because Jimmy Carter was not at all a politician. He Bechlal did not know how to lie, he Bechlal did not know how to negotiate people, he was a very frum guy, very, very frum guy. The only president of the United States who came himself to a menorah lighting was Jimmy Carter. There's a film of him standing by lighting a Hanukkah menorah. He was a very frum guy. Jimmy Carter wanted to be known as the human rights president. This was his dream. Human rights president means that he was prepared to go to war to any country. I don't mean physical war, I mean economic war, that was not treating its people well. For example, China. China is a big source of business. We know how China treats its citizens. And we make believe we don't know because and the same is true with the Soviet Union. Carter would have destroyed our economy so that we shouldn't do business with Russia and China until they would treat their people better. That's the kind of a man he was. And it was the same reason he made the peace treaty between the Jews and the Arabs. Unfortunately, it was a stupid treaty for the Jews. Carter is a good man. Maybe not smart, and sometimes stupid is worse than cruel, but he really means well. And because of Jimmy Carter, I would say between 250,000 and 500,000 Russians left Russia. It was his project. He got Russians out of Russia. Most of those Russians did not go to Israel. They came to America because Jimmy Carter opened up his borders. He made status refugees. Hundreds of thousands of Russian Jews, all the Russian moistis that you have in Los Angeles and in Chicago and in Toronto, all of the Russian shluchim started then, because all of a sudden there were hundreds of thousands of Russian Jews coming out of Russia. Most of them wanted to come to America. America opened up its doors. So Israel got very nervous. Why? Israel believes that there's only one, there's not 613 commandments, there isn't even 10 commandments. There's only one commandment. That commandment is Aliyah, thou shalt immigrate. Here Russian Jews are coming out of Russia, and not like in earlier times, they went to Israel because only Israel would take them, or because they were frum and they wanted to go to Israel. Many of these Russians were not frum at all, they wanted to come to America, and Israel put pressure on the philanthropists, the tzedakah organizations in Chutz La'aretz, to make the Russians go to Israel. You don't go to Israel, we're not going to give you a house, we're not going to give you a job, we're not going to give you support. And this is what this is about. The Rebbe is saying, you can't tell a Jew where to live. The Rebbe himself, by the way, always told people, go to the promised land. The Rebbe told someone by dollars, coming out of Russia and coming to America, they're going from one exile to another exile. The Rebbe was all for Jews going to Israel. But the Rebbe was not for forcing them, and the Rebbe was certainly not for punishing them. Let's read on. Tafshin Membeis, Yaitzei Bekriya, the Rebbe makes another request. Shevachol b'nei Yisrael, Anoshim Anoshim, all Yidden men and women, Yisachtu, should join together. V'achtos amitas mitzvos, an eternal and true union, are the K'nias Eith, v'sefetetah klolos. They should make a sefetetah kloli. There are probably a dozen sefetetah like this, maybe even more. And the Rebbe allowed the children to get $2. Now the difference between this Sefer Torah and the children's Sefer Torah is that Rebbe didn't fix a price. Children's Sefer Torah, every child had to give $1 to get an os. The adult Sefer Torah, you can give even a penny, give whatever you want, and you can buy a letter and a Sefer Torah. Shetekosev l'schusom ha'shev written in their merits. Now, v'cholechad v'echad b'minhage, and each one should have their own minhage. You should have Asias of Ashkenaz, Sfar, Teman, Arizah, B'chol. Every community should make a Sefer Torah, which is to their liking and to their tendency, and everybody should get a letter. Moira and the Rebbe suggests, first of all, on Hagas Yeshiva's Tem Chetvimim, that the Lubavitcher Yeshiva should write a Sefer Torah. L'haschol tekev miyad. B'ksiva Sefer Torah, to write a Sefer Torah, avor Talmidi, for the people who learned in Lubavitch, elov v'tonche, the supporters of Yeshiva's Tem Chetvimim, they base. V'chein l'anholas beis Rivka. The Sefer Torah for children was given to Tzivas Hashem and Yerushalayim. Sefer Torah for adults was given to Lubavitcher Yeshiva and to Beis Rivka. Beis Rivka made, I don't know, 3 or 4 siyumim over the years. Ksiba Sefer Torah avor Talmideis v'temchei by the Sefer Beis Rivka b'nei Beis. And the Rebbe adds, Ma'oid, the Rebbe points out, Asher mitzvizu hisiyim tayag mitzvah, Sefer Torah is the last of 613 mitzvahs, and therefore, v'yesh ha'makashem zeh mesiyah v'ketz agolos, I can guarantee you that these 7 words the Rebbe wrote himself. Before Mashiach comes, we have to keep all 613 mitzvahs. The 612th mitzvah is Hakel. The 613th mitzvah, at least according to the Rambam, Rashi doesn't agree, but according to the Rambam, is mitzvah tziva sefer Torah. You finish doing all the mitzvahs, Mashiach comes. And in conjunction with this, I mentioned this to you before, somebody found in some sefer where it says that, based on Tanakh, that who's going to be Nimlat, who's going to survive the end of Gauls and go into Geula, call Amma Nimsa Kosev a sefer if you have a letter and a sefer Torah. So the Rebbe made 2 campaigns. First of all, for children, and second to be for all of Klal Yisrael to join together in writing a Sefer Torah. Now, of course, we have very successfully depleted the time allowed to us. So let me, first of all, tell you orally some of the things we should have read. This is a big stack, okay? One of the things that Rebbe spoke about was, when a person buys a letter and a Sefer Torah, they're entitled to know which one. Problem is, what happens if your letter and Sefer Torah is in the Teichata, is in a terrible part of the Torah? They tell you, your letter and Sefer Torah is Amalek. Thank you very much. You know, I'd rather get Moshe than Amalek. So the Rebbe there proposed you should tell people what ois they got, but not specifically. Should only tell them in what parsha. You girls all have Tzivas Hashem Sefer Torah certificates. You look at the certificate, it says in which number Sefer Torah it is, 3, 4, or 5, and which parsha. But nothing more specific than that. No, it doesn't tell you which letter, it doesn't tell you which pasuk, it doesn't even tell you which aliyah. Because the Rebbe didn't want that people should feel like that they were getting a bad job. Okay? And another thing which the Rebbe spoke about, and this, if I can find, I'd like to read it to you inside, was what the Rebbe said, there are two points. Look on page 14, please. That the Rebbe wanted that the children should fill out their own cards. And the Rebbe described this. A woman once cried to me. She said, the Rebbe never had any children. How did the Rebbe understand this? You know, the Rebbe described how a kid takes his pen and his paper and he sticks out his tongue. And he's writing every letter and it's not clear. The Rebbe wanted the children should fill out their own Sefer Torah forms. Umatoiv, I'm reading, as the kinders on the lane unschreiben, that the children should write themselves. Or that Al-Kopon Hobben Achelik and Anshayim should participate in Anshayim, Dembriv Vecholish, write their own letters. I don't know if you know the story. There's a younger man whose name is Serebransky. His son was having an upshenis. So he wrote a letter to the Rebbe. And he said to his little boy, why don't you write a letter to the Rebbe too? So the boy took a crayon, scribbled, made a big mess. And then the father didn't know if he should send him this scribble to the Rebbe. And he did. And the Rebbe wrote the boy a letter, if I'm not mistaken, and wrote to him, Hamichtav Apanis Gabel. The Rebbe got his scribble. I mean, the Rebbe said, I received your letter, I received your pidyon nefesh. All it was scribble and crayon. The Rebbe wasn't playing around, because the Rebbe Taka got this connection to this little child, as young as he was. The Rebbe wanted the children to write it themselves. Mezet Bepoyel, I'm reading on, we see in fact, Abishad der Kind Weis, when the child knows, as er darf unschreiben dem ganzen Nutzach von dem Brief, then he's going to have to write the letter himself. Or that a tail from the middle, or a portion of the letter. Or that al kabonim and shriving them address, or at least write the address. Poyotos ba'im agresera chavivas in the minyan. It makes the child like it more. And by the way, one of the great crimes of our educational model today, when the girls are a million miles better than the boys at this is, we've taken away writing from children. Today it's called a computer, it's called PowerPoints, it's called graphics. Writing is not only important for learning how to write, it's important for learning how to think. Because the children should write it themselves. Turn to page 15. There are such children. Who could make it beautiful. And wish that the signature should be beautiful. Instead of simply signing their names, they make a picture with a toy and so forth. Was the fi in yonam based on the level of the child? It says an inyan versus fabundin mitisno lafon of mitzvahs. The children, a young child, is signing his name as he's buying a letter of Sefer Torah and he makes a picture. This is the greatest beautification of a mitzvah. Und das ruft arois agresser chibur chibus lamaila. The Eibishter responds to this love of the child more. But the father is kedai katins rebbe if it's appropriate. As the kinders on my lane, shaybed and brief, let the children write the letters themselves. Unafilu ebet v'zayin and efen from the luga yalahava. That aleph under the tovu kiyetsa b'zev on the zayin as they meduya. In other words, if the child doesn't know how to write, and as a result of the child filling it out himself, it's going to be gibberish. But the pasuk says v'dilugo yalahava, which means based on the medrash. The Eibishter, listen to this. The Eibishter gets nachas when children climb on svarim. I have in my house books, yeah. So what was the criteria for a bookshelf in my house? Had to be tight enough that the children who were still exploring Svarim wouldn't have to pull them out and make a big mess on the floor. Someone took out a safe and didn't return it. Within 15 minutes, a whole shelf of Svarim were on the floor. That's how we grew up. My family has grown up. The Rebbe spoke about the idea of diluga yalei ahava. When children climb on Svarim, the Eibishter gets a nachas ruach. So the Rebbe says, if the child's writing is going to be in such a oifen, it's oichat akutazach. And I want to tell you a beautiful story that you've never heard before. I heard the story from my father, and my aunt confirmed the story. There was a Yid by the name of Reb Mordechai Dubin. Have you ever heard of Mordechai Dubin? Huh?
Yes.
Reb Mordechai Dubin was the chassid who got the Friedrich out of Russia. He was a member of parliament in Latvia. During the Holocaust, the Russians captured him and brought him to Moscow. He lived in the Moskva Shul. Reb Mordechai Dubin was a big chassid. The Friedrich Rebbe has letters. He's trying to save his life. That are so desperate. The Friedrich Rebbe writes about Mordechai Dubin like as if he was his, it hurts him so much. And Mordechai Dubin is stuck in Moscow. Anyway, Mordechai Dubin, my father says, my father was 8 or 7, gathered, on Simchas Torah, gathered all the children in Moscow. Now, coming to shul in Moscow, Bechlau, coming to a shul in Moscow with children, Befrat, 1946, it must have been 45 probably, Toshin Vov, maybe 46, but I doubt it. All the children he can get his hands on, boys and girls, or as my aunt put it, they didn't let the girls into the shul, he met her in the hallway, and he put them on top of the bimah with the Sefer Torahs. He put the Sefer Torahs on the bimah, and he put the children on the bimah with the Sefer Torahs together, and the children that didn't fit on the bimah, he put around the bimah, and he made the children sing. The Makhludim was a Chassidish Yid. And he knew what it means that these children are going to grow up not only without Yiddishkeit, they're going to be growing up with a steady diet of upper courses. And he wanted to feed in a shomer. So he put the children on the bimah with the Sefer Torah and he had them sing. And my father says to me, and then he gave each one of us a whole apple. So I looked at my father funny. He says, the first whole apple I ever ate in my life. Here's an idea. My aunt told me that he met her in the hallway and he gave her an apple. This is called the Diluga Ava. The children on the top of the Sefer Torah. The Rebbe says, let the children fill out the car themselves, even if it's just going to be crayon. Bizas mevet der gonde darf und anstrengen zu wissen, dass es an Aleph und nicht kein Sief und innen bestrückt zwei Liam and so forth. It doesn't matter. Let the children fill it out themselves. Okay? Fine. That's point one. Now, point two, let's go quickly, is on page 19. As in the roof is Abadah and Islam, there is an exception to this rule. As I know, kinder, was gefinnen sich mechei mas chabazo. Girls, you read this and you don't understand. I know why you don't understand, because every one of you has a relative who's a shliach in Russia. But Russia could have been Mars when I was growing up. It was another world. There was no communication. I mean, my father got a call that a cousin of his died and she said Kaddish. There was no communication. Russia was another planet. Another planet. And the Jews living in Russia lived in fear and in poverty. As I write, Vazayzan b'nei Avraham Yitzchak v'yankim v'bnei Yisod v'kavrach of the Yiddish kinder. Vazayzay is shver to their grech and you cannot reach them. Unafilo di tu v'acha b'ken yodar grech, and even those that you could reach, it's shver to mazbezayn. It's hard to explain them ganzen in the whole idea in Gedel in von Hauptmann Osten Sefetele. The Rebbe once cried by Fabrenge. On a later occasion, after the Sikha, that when they told children in Russia that a Jewish boy or a Jewish girl in America gave an extra dollar to buy them a lemon sefer Torah, the child comes to his father and his mother and says, "Shtota koi sefer Torah. What does it mean in sefer Torah?" And the father and the mother says, "I don't know, go ask your grandmother." That in today's day and age, not only does the child know what a sefer Torah, his father doesn't know. The Baba remembers when she was a child, what's a sefer Torah. Next arrow. Was min ken das uftan? How can you help them? Durch the roof through this. Was min vet reden mit seire eltern oder kreven? Was gefinnen sich euch beim bekeime se heim? You should speak to their parents. Es ist on reden mit den Kindern, speak to the children, turn the page. Und peilen ba se, and affecten them, as ol veren se erotzen. They should want a learner sefer Torah, and then noch ich sehe meiste that they should do it. Und eibes is in an eifen, as in dem eifen kemet sei euch nicht der grechen. If you can't reach the children at all, is der was weiß like an azak kind. You live in America, you know about such a child. Und hat a shaykh es beguf weiß in dem kind. You related to this child. Okay. Next arrow. Darf er sein as der kind soll haben an osn der sefer Torah. You should have a learner sefer Torah durch der roof was wird anschreiben. This person, and specifically a child, as weiß wegen a Kind, was gefindt sich beim Matzev Mesuyim. He knows about a child who's in a stuck situation. Und der Name von dem Kind ist Kach v'Kach. The name of the child is such and such. Und sein Gil ist Kach v'Kach, and his age is such and such. Und ist mezachet dem Kind mit a dollar. And he's giving this child a dollar, which he's then giving to buy him a letter to say for Teira. Mit zadiruf azochem odem shalei befonav. Right, aber wenn ihr geht zu alle Kinder zu sich in andere Eltern, ist Matei und Mayashad, if you're able to, the children should fill it out themselves. Otherwise, people should do on behalf of the child. And there was also an idea, the children should give an extra dollar, which is a lot of money in those days, and buy a letter for a child in Russia. Now on page 21 you have a sikha. Page 22, I'm sorry. I'm going to do this quickly. Boa elai betaina. The Rebbe said, I got a complaint. Vifal is a shir, le'edis, and xiv is sefetera avriel de Yisrael. The Rebbe is talking about sefetera for children. Hevel she'ein bechet. What are children? Children have no avedis. Tzrichem lidin. You have to worry. Gam also. Ve'adar abo oedis. More, even more. Avor hevel she'yesh bechet. You see what I'm reading? Because I'm busy with the children who have no avedis anyway. Someone said to me, what about worrying about those who do have avedis? But then you have to worry even more. Hine, look what I'm reading. Hatayna zu niskablo ubesimcha zu levov. The tayna is a good tayna, and I agree with it. Next paragraph, by the second arrow, v'lachayim b'lineda, therefore b'lineda, this was tishrei membeis, yaschiluk seva sefetera b'vnir meisor shalacha b'mes. This is the second campaign of sefetera for all children. Then on pages 24 and 25, there's a letter. And on pages 26 and 27, the Rebbe talks about the idea of there being, first of all, that the Sifat Teda for Klal Yisrael should be made by the yeshivas, and second of all, that each community should make Sifat Teda based on their own nusach.